We were just about to call you. Well, when I looked at it, it said adjourned. If you look on the, where they actually list the sheriff sales, I saw the November date saying adjourned, and then December date said adjourned by plaintiff. Maybe one's not updated, I don't know. Well, we need to know that, because that would be a valuable piece of information. Sure, yeah, I just told him to get a pen. Okay, we're both here.
Okay. Joseph, this is Mark Carter. How you doing?
Hard of hearing.
Can your dad hear me?
You can't hear him? You're on speakers.
Yeah, Mr. Joseph, this is Mark Carter. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Joseph. I'm just following up on the conversation that I had briefly with you the other day, and the longer conversation I had with your son yesterday regarding the your late wife's estate, and more importantly, the property in Englewood.
Yes.
As I am talking to you right now, actually, as I'm scrolling on the website for the December 14th date, this is still listed, Ernest, by the way. It shows here December 14th.
But when you go on the sheriff's sale site, the Bergen County Sheriff's Sale, which is where I look, it says December 14th adjourned by plaintiff. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't take the list. I'm pretty sure they didn't. I don't know which list takes priority, but.
All right, but look, let's at least for the sake of argument's sake, just assume that the sale is on for the 14th. If it is, then one of the first things that we would need to do then is to get this adjourned until at least January, which I hate to blow our statutory adjournments right away, but we might have to.
Well, we can call and find out what it is, and then we might not have to.
Assuming that's the case, I'm just going by what I'm showing here. If this thing has been adjourned and the list hasn't been updated, then that helps us tremendously.
Right now,
Mr. Joseph, just so you understand where I'm coming from, is your late wife's house is in foreclosure, as you know, and there's a sheriff sale scheduled or will be scheduled very soon. And you, in order for you to want to do anything with this house, in other words, whether or not you want to sell it, negotiate anything with the bank, someone needs to be appointed to be in charge of your late wife's estate.
Right.
Now, I'm being told is that your late wife had a will I'm assuming that you were named one of the things by the executor of the will. And that would mean we'd have to get you qualified through the Bergen County Surrogates Court so that you have the legal authority to handle this transaction. So, if you want to go forward with this and handle this transaction, we're going to need to get you qualified, and at the same time make sure when this sale is scheduled, make sure that we have enough time to put together what we need to put together.
Sure.
Okay. So, let me ask you this: under the will, are you designated as the executor?
Hold on.
Sure.
Don't read it now.
You put the will together.
I put the will together.
With the attorney. The will wills the house to the surviving spouse. I don't see any other person designated as the executor.
Everything seems to default to me. After, if I'm alive and she's not here.
All right, but there should be a section that names an executor or an executrix on there. And it would say, I hereby appoint so-and-so as to be my executor. If in the event that person dies, et cetera, I then appoint somebody out, whoever it is.
If my husband survives me, and then there are a host of things, I give outright to my husband after this.
Yeah, but there's a section for executor, for executress.
No. I can't answer that.
Well, you wanted to do the probate, so it must be you. But we have to get that answer. The will is here. I had assumed that he had already had the will because he was bugging me about going to probate, and that he couldn't transfer the house or sell the house because it's in my mother's name.
I was going by that. If my husband survived. There's nobody else listed in there.
Yeah, but there has to be a section for the executor. All right, so let's assume that he is, but I'm going to probably have that answer before we finish the call.
Okay, all right. So, let's assume that Mr. Joseph is that. Then again, we're going to need to get him qualified, which means we need to have this information sheet filled out. I then have to submit that along with the original will, an original death certificate. I can bring it over to the surrogates court, and then they need a day or two to fill out the paperwork that they need, and then when they're ready, I call them, and they'll tell me the paperwork is ready. We can go down during the workday, sign the paperwork, pay the applicable fee, and about a week or so later, we'll get the certificate. So, I just want to make you know, but that's Mr. Joseph in line to do what he wants to do here. Then the question is, and again, assuming that the sheriff's sale is not on December 14th, then the house should be listed for sale. I mean, unless if a modification isn't going to be a viable option right now, based upon Ernest, what you told me yesterday, then the house needs to be sold either on conventionally or on a short sale, and it sounds like it's going to be a short sale here.
Yeah, it's really, he doesn't know whether he has an IRS lien on the house. If there's no IRS lien, it might be a straight sale. We were going to see if we could run short title, maybe to help him figure this out.
Let me ask you, what we're talking about income taxes that are outstanding?
I've been declared not collectible. They collected, I don't know, $400,000 or $500,000. 3 months ago, they declared me uncollectible, which means the debt doesn't go, and I just have to file my taxes in time, and if I show any change of situation, they might reinstate a garnishment of some kind.
So,
to find out if there's a lien,
you said you're going to write a short time, right, Mark?
The reason I was asking was this is, I assume that these are unpaid income taxes we're talking about.
Yes.
So the question is that if there is a lien, that's going to have some impact too. Sure, IRS is going to have to be paid off. And the only way to find out right now would be to do some sort of a search to see whether or not there's a there are any other liens other than the two mortgages on the property. It isn't just the IRS. There may be some judgments and things like that.
Right. So.
But let me ask you this: is the intention is to sell the house then?
Well, originally,
yes. Can't keep it.
Okay, you have a place to stay, right? I don't. So our agreement was that we would buy some time to see if I can get financially viable.
He said it's the intention to sell the house.
So I'm giving him more detail because you don't like to give detail.
Okay.
The original intention was to buy some time before a sale. So, because at that point, neither of us had a place to stay, and neither of us can financially move. So ultimately, the house would probably have to go on the market. We thought that maybe in bankruptcy, maybe the banks would be more lenient to coming up with a modification that was reasonable for both of us to stay and pay something. So, but we don't know what the smartest game plan is. So time is important, at least to me.
Oh, it's critical. It's very critical.
It seemed to be a shift. Now that he has a place to stay, now he's focused on selling. But this happened in the last couple of days. We weren't talking that before now. So I guess
I've always had a place to stay.
Yeah, but we had a game plan and you shifted.
Go ahead.
Not me.
Go ahead, finish it.
Another thing he was focused on the other day is I don't want the IRS on my back in case, I guess, his financial situation changes. And I'm like, you're uncollectible right now. I'm not assuming that he's going to make any money. It's not like someone's going to dump a couple hundred thousand in his lap that he has to worry about the IRS. So I'm like, let's not make decisions worried about the wrong thing.
Right. I agree. I think, but let me just backtrack about the bankruptcy for 1 second. Mr. Joseph, let's assume for the sake of argument's sake that you decide to file for bankruptcy right now. Now, the two banks are secured creditors. You can temporarily stop the foreclosure, but what will happen is the bank will go into the bankruptcy court. They will file a motion for what is called relief from the stay, and then eventually the foreclosure will continue to go.
Sure.
But you may buy yourself 30-90 days, which would give you a chance to come up with a contract, presumably get a short sale approval if that's the type of sale we're talking about, and then eventually you'll have to withdraw the bankruptcy if that all can happen. But that's just a temporary relief, but it may be enough to do what you want to do. Now that may be the last club out of the bag,
right?
ideally, what I'd like to be able to do is one, is confirm that when the sheriff's sale actually is. If it is not in December, has it been rescheduled, let's say, maybe till January or February? And if that's the case, what I was talking with your son yesterday is you have two statutory adjournments you can get. It totals 28 days. But yeah, that's a month. That's another month that we can add on. And if necessary, we could, if we had to get an extension, maybe from a superior court judge, not even have to worry about bankruptcy right now.
Right, right.
But so the good news is you're telling me you do have a place to go. So that it takes some pressure off right there. Then I understand is that you would like to, I'm sure, at least make sure the house wasn't lost involuntarily.
Definitely.
Okay, so I think that that's at least the initial game plan should be that you go with the idea, hey, you can sell it, even if it's a short sale, and maybe you only get some relocation expenses. Well, I think you'll get some satisfaction that maybe you can honor your late wife's wishes with respect to the house as well as your own desires with that house.
Sure. Right.
So, because from what your son is telling me is that there's two mortgages on the property, that it sounds like the total balances are about $800,000 or $900,000 on a house that's worth about $900,000.
Exactly.
So, and I don't know what the condition is of the house. I mean, if you're going to go a short sale, obviously we're selling the house as is. We're not going to go crazy.
No, there's none. This is something that most people would probably knock down for the lot. It's a great lot, but the house is not. It's an old split level on a street where you see these McMansions pop up, you know, a few every year. So it's North Woodland Street up in the hill.
I have a general idea what we're talking about, but even still, it is what it is right now. So, but all right, look, we will, so the question right now is this, do you guys going to go forward? And one of the things you're going to want to know is how much money is this going to cost you legal fee-wise?
Right.
Now, we're talking about, you know, a bunch of things happening here, you know, one of which is to get you qualified, which isn't overly difficult, potentially having to adjourn a sheriff's sale and coordinating with the bank right now. So, look, I'm willing to start, if you guys want to do this, I'd ask you for a retainer. I would ask you for a retainer of $2,500, because there's going to be some time probably putting in negotiating with the bank and trying to stave off any application. Now, you're not obligated to do anything with me. I'll make that very clear. You also have a right to get as many legal opinions as you want on this. But the bottom line is time is running right now. Time is not an ally of us right now. It's an enemy. So we can level the playing field here.
On the probate part, I can go and do this myself, right, if I've got the documents?
Oh, yeah, you could. Yes, you can. But you don't have. But one thing you should understand, yes, you could go, theoretically, you can go down right now if
sure.
you wanted to. You could do that. That would maybe save you some costs and things of that nature, too.
Because I've got the documents and I know how to do it from what I've read in the probate section on Dressler's information chart.
Uh-huh.
I've got those documents in hand. You know, the will, everything, the five things they want.
Well, he was ready to go, and I said, you know, let's get a high-level game plan before you do anything. Because I've been a problem.
Right, and I tend to think that you need to. You definitely not need a game plan. I mean, look, it sounds like that. I think we're all in agreement that we want to sell this house.
Yes.
And it looks like it's going to be a short sale. I think we have to go with that approach.
Right.
So, all right. So if that's the case, then at least probate and the will be the first thing.
Sure.
The next thing is to confirm the sheriff's sale, which is a phone call to the sheriff's department just to make sure.
Yes.
And if the sale is in January, February, or March of next year, then, yes, the house can get listed, although it's not the greatest time of the year to list a house. But from what I, from what Ernest is telling me is that there may be a buyer already ready to go.
Right.
And now, what is the X factor here is you're going to have a contract for sale, which is going to have to be contingent on the short sale approval.
Right.
Whether it's from one or two banks, that process may take 4 to 8 weeks before we have an answer.
Yeah. I wish.
Things you have to attach the contract to sale. And yes, there are these short sale bar. They do have them there. And hopefully they make a quick approval for you.
Yeah, well, quick in these banks lately is not, those don't go together. I had a short sale. It was a year, we lost two buyers waiting for them. Like, documents,
right.
Same documents. Oh, we didn't get it. Oh, wait, no, I spoke to you. You confirmed you got it. Oh, yeah, that's right. We need this. It's been a mess. So, I have negotiated those short sales before. Okay. So, all right.
We should get it. Check the title to see what's on it, and I could go on down to where and do my give my papers in and get
you want to get the letters testamentary issued to you. That's what you're looking to do. At least, like you said, theoretically, the bank could just say, "Hey, we're not dealing with you at all."
Now, a question in New Jersey. I thought. Now, I don't. I'm not an expert, of course. That your primary residence is jointly owned. Period.
Right.
No matter who's on the deed.
Well, it's not that. No, I mean, if the deed is in your late mother's name, the deed's in your late mother's name.
That's where it is.
So the bottom line is someone has to have the legal authority to sign a deed, and
right.
Nobody has that right now.
Okay,
so,
I got it.
So that's what is the issue here. That's the initial issue, and then going forward, we deal with the with all the other things that go with this.
Okay. So I'm going to see. I think our office does short title for free. One of our out of Tenafly, and we need to check on that date because that's important to me. Since he has a place to stay, I'm looking to. I need a couple months. You know what I'm saying? It's not impossible that there's something that I can work out, probably not to stay here, but to be ready to move. Because I know what
right.
they need. I'm a realtor. The last 15 years, they're going to be looking for three and a half months rent just to get in.
Right.
All right. So the bank is talking to him directly, so they want to know whether he wants to do a deed in lieu or whether he's going to make the payments, and like he's in touch with them every week.
I got three things I should do the probate. We should check the sheriff's sale, the sheriff's office, and
the title. Title search, just to see what else is there.
So those are one, two, three. We should move on those ASAP.
Correct. Because look, again, if for some reason the sale is scheduled for December 14th, that's 2 weeks from today. Again, I don't want to sound like a broken record with that, but I'm just saying is that that is what at least we have to deal with.
I saw it online with the December date adjourned, so I don't think they would do that and say, oh, I'm sorry, that was a mistake.
No, I don't think so, too, but again, we just need to, we just should confirm it, though. The bottom line is I think we all would feel better just if we heard a human being telling us what's there.
And I checked it the night, yesterday when I was on the phone with you.
You tell me what, if anything, you want me to do right now. I mean, other than what you've already talked about, I may or may not be able to help you, but that's like I said, it's entirely up to you.
Okay.
Right now.
Let us, we probably need to regroup.
Can you do those three things and then come back to him when they're done? He'll know more.
Yeah, we probably need to,
those three things address.
Regroup. I mean, you're going to be the guy, but we have
all right,
to
let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you let me know. All right.
Okay.
All right. Have a good weekend,
thank
guys.
You.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
See, that would have been embarrassing if we were there,
huh?
Because these guys charge. I know what they want. And you got to find the.
I got everything.
What's the probate fee? What's the fee?
Huh?
What's the fee for them to process that?
Probate. It's $100 to $200 initially, and then you got to do some things. You got to give something to. It's $100 to $200 initially, and the rest is not $100.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in, you know, with your stuff, and I got everything except caller's or social security number. I got everything I need. Short of that, in here, you know.
Yeah, you saw the thing adjourned for December.
Yeah, of course.
So,
I reprinted it
off
the
other side of here
when I wanted it again.
Yeah, I don't think it's accurate. I think the...
It's a plaintiff adjourned.
I think the county probably came in and adjourned December's because they knew the guy was being sworn in.
No, I copied it off of your note to me out of my computer. It's in the computer.
Well, yeah. He's looking at another thing that shows its schedule.
An earlier thing. Yeah.
So
it's a plaintiff, December, November adjourned, plaintiff December adjourned.
And I don't see a January date yet.
So I gotta go. I don't know how to. I got an address. I don't know how to find that place. But I mean, I got everything here for them, other than call and get a social security number. The death certificate, the will. You and caller's name, birth date, social security number. Address. The deed. I got the address of the building, and I know it's the fifth floor, and it's the room 500.
And you had the money?
I bought a check. Well, they said 100, 100 to 200. But I called them. They said, well, if we did the paperwork, and we don't have the money, we just hold the paperwork. I said, no. I asked them what they needed, and I saw it in that thing I told you, the probate thing from Dressler. And I tried to see if the town has a pickup service. Yeah, they're next opening December 18th. So they don't.
Well, you don't have to wait because.
No, it's not going to ShopRite. I mean, I didn't know. I knew they did some pickup and delivery, but I didn't know how it worked. I called them already.
I turned that water off because it was making, that water was making too much noise, so I turned it off. Yeah. I'll call and find out who can run the short title.
So, do you drive me to Hackensack?
Yeah, but you trying to go now?
Well, the week is over, yeah, but I don't want to ring the apple. Something that's yours. Something in there is yours, at least one or two.
At least. Yeah.
Well, one out of the three is yours. Mm-hmm.